With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President's Day today, it's a federal holiday, which means most federal, state, and some local government offices are taking the day off. Stock and bond markets also closed today, as is the post office, no mail delivery. Most banks and credit unions and public schools in and around the country are also taking the day off. 5 days until South Carolina holds its GOP primary. Recent polling shows former President Trump with a large double-digit lead over former Governor Nikki Haley. A shooting near Minneapolis kills three emergency responders.
A desperate call for help from a home in suburban Minneapolis early Sunday turned deadly for two Burnsville police officers and a first responder who were shot and killed, according to officials. The Minneapolis Police and Peace Officers Association saying negotiations with a suspect who eventually died went on for 4 hours before a SWAT team entered the home where seven children were inside. Governor Tim Walz saying, "My heart is with their families, and the entire state of Minnesota stands with Burnsville." I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, China's Coast Guard ramping up patrols near Taiwan.
China is stepping up patrols in the waters off the coast of Taiwan's Kinmen Archipelago. It comes after the drowning of two Chinese fishermen who were chased by the Taiwanese Coast Guard, which accused their boat of trespassing. After the incident, the Chinese Coast Guard says it will regularly monitor the waters not far from Kinmen to strengthen maritime law enforcement. Fishermen from Taiwan and China regularly sail that stretch of water, which has seen a rise in tension as the number of Chinese vessels have notably increased. The fishermen's deaths are unusual despite the level of Chinese activity near Kinmen, which is closer to China than it is to Taiwan's main island. China claims all of self-ruled Taiwan is part of its territory. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
This is SRN News. There appears to be gender confusion among California college students.
There's been an unprecedented spike in the number of undergraduates who identify as transgender or non-binary in the University of California system. The percentage of students who don't seem to know what sex they are has tripled over the past 4 years across the system. UC Berkeley's percentage has soared 900%. There are 10 major campuses in the University of California community, serving about 300,000 young people each year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Nicaragua declared all-out war on the Catholic Church. 19 priests were kicked out of the country last year, and there were dozens of incidents of harassment and church desecrations. Protestants are being targeted as well. Exiles say 2024, probably going to be worse. The persecution has been so pervasive that it's silencing criticism of the authoritarian government. This is SRN News. Nearly $1 billion in grant money headed to airports across the country for updates and expansion.
The $970 million in grants will go to 114 airports nationwide as part of efforts to refurbish and expand aging infrastructure. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the largest sum, $50 million, will go to Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida. O'Hare International Airport in Chicago will get $40 million. And airports in Phoenix, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco will each receive more than $30 million. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A shooting at a Waffle House restaurant in Indianapolis early this morning killed a woman and wounded five others. Around 12:30, police found five victims with gunshot wounds who were transported to a hospital, including the woman who was in critical condition but later died. No arrests have been made. More details at SRNnews.com.